Abigail. He used to be a policeman over there, and he's retired, and he has a daughter lives in Caudill, and mm-hmm. he goes over every once in a while to eat supper with us, especially about once a week. And he went over there the other night, and he was coming back, and he said a car drove up behind him and started pushing him real fast, you know, just speeding up on him. Mm-hmm. And so then they come around him and blocked the road, and he got out with his, they didn't know who he was, you know, and he got out with his pistol in his hand, and a girl got out one side and a boy on the other, and he threw his gun on him. He said, now you all get right back in that car, and says, I want you to skid those tires when you leave from here. And so the girl started to go around, and he said, no, you don't. So you get in on this side and you slide over. He was afraid she'd go around and start, maybe she might get a gun or something. Other
right.
Than
that was nice of him to let them go.
Yeah, and he let them in. I mean, he let them. He said they really taken off, though, when he told them to take off. But, and then our preacher and his wife was coming from, of course, now this was up between Cochran and Macon. You know, where you come off of the, you know, the road that comes down by the Coliseum. You come off by down by Cochran, out where you
That's
all came that
right.
way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said they came down that road, and when they started turning to the Cochran Road, there was a car sitting there. Said he thought it was colored folks, you know. But so they taken him behind him, and said he speeded up, said he got, he was running real fast, and said they stayed right on his tail, just as fast as if he'd speed up. And said after a while he told Diane, says, Diane, get that pistol out of the glove compartment. And says, take it by the barrel and hand me the handle. And said when she handed it to him, they saw it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so he said that they were coming around when she handed them guns. But said they really, said they taken off the side road and he didn't see them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But they do. They spend, you know, you all heard about this man and woman that was killed in the house out here.
That was the worst
thing.
Atlanta newspaper.
Yeah.
What was that
was the worst thing that ever happened. He was a deputy sheriff.
Uh-huh.
And him and his wife came home on Saturday night. And they were in the house out there. Of course, we don't know the particulars. They've never found them. I don't guess we'll ever know. Really, about it, but they live on this road going to Milan. If you go out that way, on the left-hand side, there's a white house sitting over there. Right, you know, they don't have any close neighbors, and so he had a daughter living in Washington. He has a son that's a policeman in Eastman, and she said she called that night around 12, and she got a busy signal. Well, they were in there, and they had cut the telephone lines. And she called all day on Monday, and she got a busy signal every time she called. And she called on Tuesday. She called the courthouse on Tuesday and asked about it, told him she wanted to speak to her daddy. And they told him that he must be sick, that he hadn't been in since Saturday night. They left mm-hmm. Saturday night. And she rode with him lots on Saturday night. She was scared to start by herself, and she'd go to Eastman at the jail or somewhere, you know, and stay with there or ride with him once. And so she called home again, and she didn't get an answer. So she called a lady here in town, and she asked her to go out there and see about him and call her back. And when Mary got out there, she picked up someone to go with her. When she got out there, the door that went into from the carport, it was open a part of the way, and the screen was full of flies. Just flies covered the screen. And she knew something was wrong, and she told me, says, come on, get in this car quick, and let's go get some help.